Mr. Pierce, would you state your name and ABC number for the record, sir?
A. Renee L. Pierce, 2655-29.
Thank you so much, Mr. Pierce. You're pending from the Arizona Board of Executive Supremacy for your revocation hearing. We brought in by one allegation only one, and based on the information we have, we was notified of this hearing back on August 22nd, 2018. Do you remember that notification, sir?
Yes, sir.
And on that stated, among other things, you could obtain a licensed attorney at your own expense to represent you. We don't see one in the room today. May I assume that you're going to represent yourself today?
Yes, sir.
And so as you can see, sir, there are three board members participating in your hearing today. They are, to my left, your right, the Honorable Mr. David Neal. To my, on the other side of myself, this is the Honorable Mr. Michael Johnson. My name is C.T. Wright. I'm going to serve as your lead as well as board chair. We also have in the room with us today the gentleman that you should be in to see now. That is Mr. Westby. Mr. Westby is representing the Department of Corrections officer of the day as well as the parole officer of today, sir.
All right.
Okay, now Mr. Pierce and Mr. Westby, do both of you swear to tell the truth, the whole truth, nothing but the truth, so help you God or do you so affirm, sir?
Yes, sir.
Thank you.
Thank you. Okay, now Mr. Pierce has indicated that you have one allegation, only one. And I'm going to read it. Once I read it, would you tell me whether it's true or false, sir? Okay, I'm going to read it now, sir.
All right.
And it reads that you're in violation of Arizona Condition of Supervision Number 7, as demonstrated by your use of alcohol, ETG, on or about July 23rd, 2018. Probe of breathalyzer test result of 0.179 BAC on July 23rd, 2018. Sir, is that true or false?
That was true, sir.
Okay, thank you, sir. Therefore, I'm going to move to find that Mr. Pierce did violate the terms and conditions of supervision, that he was delinquent, that he had or may have lapsed into criminal ways or company.
Second.
Motion by myself, seconded by the Honorable Mr. Johnson, approved by the Honorable Mr. Neal. Now, sir, we're going into phase two of your hearing, a very important phase of your hearing, because at the end of phase two, the board will make a determination whether to revoke your community supervision or to continue your own supervision.
Yes,
we're going to begin phase two by receiving some background information on you, and after we get that information, we're going to come back and the board will talk with you at that point, sir. Okay, sir?
So, yes, sir.
So if you will remain quiet, okay. Mr. Westby, would you give us some background information, sir?
On May 21st, 2018, Mr. Pierce was released from the Arizona Department of Corrections. He was arrested on July 23rd, 2018 by ABC staff for known charges. He was back in DOC custody on July 23rd, 2018 with a projected community supervision end date of October 21st, 2018. There were zero abscondes. His current conviction, 2016, misconduct involving weapons, 3 years. Prior convictions, 2011, burglary, third degree, 1 year. 2011, failure to register as a sex offender, 1.5 years. 2014, failure to register as a sex offender, 1 year. This is his third term at DOC, CUIR score 3-2, mental health score 3, substance abuse score 3. There's no gang information noted. Prior terms of supervision, 2012, TIS release completion, 2 months. 2014, TIS release completion 1 month. His disciplinary violations are minimal. However, after his return to DOC, he received disciplinary on July 26, 2018 for disobeying verbal written orders, which is a major violation, and also on August 1st, 2018 for disobeying verbal written orders.
Is that also, that's also a major?
Pardon me?
So was that second one a major also?
That is correct. They were both guilty majors.
Thank you, sir.
Other arrests, 1997, rape, North Carolina, felony conviction, state prison. 2004, failure to register as a sex offender, North Carolina, felony conviction, state prison. 2007, trafficking in stolen property, North Carolina, county jail. 2013, failure to register as a sex offender, Arizona, community supervision. His community risk score is a G5B6. Mr. Pierce is a level 3 sex offender, registrable, notifiable, SBP reviewable. The victim was a 13-year-old female. ECAC was not cited.
Okay, thank you so very much, Honorable Mr. Respi. Okay, Mr. Pierce, it seems to me that based on information that we have, when you were released homeless, and then you were referred and assigned to parole officer to the Penal Reentry Center there in Star Pass Boulevard down there in Tucson. So that's, was those the only two places where you resided while you were out, sir?
Yes, in Star Pass, correct.
Okay. And so why did you, when you were released, why were you homeless? You didn't have any relatives or any supporters then in the Tucson area? Why were you homeless, sir?
I don't have any family to stay with out there, so I went to the PRC since they have a place for you to go there.
Okay. And so what were you doing at PRC? Were you in any type of training program or counseling, anything, or you were just sleeping there, sir?
Yes, they do they have a drug program at the place there, but at the time of the incident that I had drank that day, they let you go out, you know, and look for a job while you're on parole, so when you get off parole, you'll be able to, you know, get to a place to stay, you know, with your work or whatever, when you find a job.
Did you find any employment while you were out, sir?
No, I had an appointment for an interview for a construction job, but I, you know, that wasn't until that following week, because I just got that appointment for that.
Now, do take note that they do emphasize this in the warrant or in the case supervision summary for the warrant, but I'm going to ask you at any rate, since it was brought to our attention by the Department of Corrections through Mr. Westby, over the years, have you taken any sex program training, anything, courses, anything like that, sir? I just note because you're level 3, have you had anything like that, any training, counseling at all?
I was currently in some when I was out just past time here. Mm-hmm. I was in a program.
Okay. Did you complete that program, sir, or do you remember when you completed it or not, sir?
Yeah, we were actually in the process of going to the classes twice a week.
Mm-hmm. And I do take note, sir, that I find very interesting. I know that this is not a part of the reason that we're talking to you today, but I think it was a couple of times you did not register as a sex offender. Any particular reason? What happened, sir?
Those were times when I didn't have, like, a place to stay, and I just, one of the times when I just got out of the county jail, and I didn't have a place to stay, so I didn't have nowhere to register to yet. So those are the times when I, you know, didn't register, when I didn't actually, you know, have a place to register to. And then the other time was that when I did register, I was registering like every 90 days, and I was like 20 something days late for the every 90 days because I missed half the date that I was supposed to have been on up there. I think it was like on the September, and I went, and I thought it was the next following month that I supposed to have registered that day, that month, so I had got my months mixed up.
Okay, now with the sex offenses themselves, I don't want to go into them. As you know, this is not a trial, therefore we're not trying. We can't charge you with anything. But where did they take place? Was that in Arizona or elsewhere, those sex offenses that you were involved in?
North Carolina, sir.
North Carolina, okay. And so after you left North Carolina, then you relocated out here to Arizona, sir?
Yes.
Okay. Any particular reason why you came to Arizona? We're glad to have you here. We're just sorry to have you behind bars, but we're glad to have you here. But I was just wondering, why did you come to Arizona?
My mom moved out here.
Oh, okay. That's a good reason to come, sir. Yes, sir.
Yeah.
Okay, sir. I'll move on. Will you have a problem with alcohol, or this was just a one-time situation with you drinking, sir?
Well, in the past, I've had a problem with alcohol, but just, I guess, you know, from getting out and then, you know, getting back out to the streets that I just wanted to experience again. That's one of the, I guess, basically the reason, you know, what I had me drink that day.
You said you had, I believe, a can of beer or something.
Yes, sir.
You only had one can and you had that high of...
No, I had a 24-ounce.
Oh, 24-ounce, okay.
Yes, sir.
See, I don't know anything about beer, so I didn't know 24-ounce from nothing else. That's what I was asking. I'm sorry to be so naive, but I'm just thinking, you know, like one little can, that wouldn't...
No, I had a 24-ounce.
That wouldn't get you up that high. That's just my logical on that one, sir. Okay. So, have you had any, I guess, I'm not, but I'm not guess or anything, but over the years, have you had any NA or AA programming, sir?
Yes, sir.
Mm-hmm. Any of those work for you, kind of get you all straightened out so you won't, so you should be off of drinking alcohol?
Yeah, when I stay put with the going to NA and NA, yes, they keep me on track, so yes, it is.
Okay, and I also take note that you were positive for codeine and...
Well, I got codeine
and all those things. What was going on, sir?
I have Crohn's disease. I take that medicine. Those are my prescription.
And those are your prescription. So you're taking those because you think...
Yeah, I have abdominal pain for my Crohn's disease.
Okay.
Yeah, I have a prescription for that.
Okay, so how long have that disease, sir?
21 years.
21 years. Okay, sir. So you... Okay. What was this opiate? That was one of those, sir, was positive back on June the 2nd?
I'm sorry, sir, I didn't hear that.
The winter opiate, I said that was on June the 2nd. What was that for? That was also prescription?
That's my prescription, the opiates are my prescription.
And what about the THC? Was that prescription also?
No, sir, that's not.
Okay, sir. So let me just ask one other question. I see if other board members might have some questions for you. Now, if this board released you now or you get out in October, what are your plans? What are your immediate plans, sir?
You want to go back to the PRC and back into the program that they have there, and look for a job, you know, when they release me out to be able to do so. But yeah, that's my plan. If you would, if I got out now, I would go back to the FEMA recovery center.
What about if we don't let you out then? You get out in October, which is not that far, you know, a month and a half from now. What do you plan to do then, sir?
Actually, I'd go back to the job, you know, that I, you know, had an interview for and see if they still want to hire me there at their construction site so I can give me a place to stay.
Okay, sir. Well, I'm going to yield to other board members at this time and see if they might have any questions for you at this time, sir.
All righty.
I don't see any questions at this time from board members, sir. Well, that means that we're coming towards the end of your hearing, but this is your hearing. I'm going to give you an opportunity to make a final statement to the board before the board goes into discussion. Anything else you want to tell the board without repeating yourself, sir?
I guess we crossed, you know, we said everything, you know, we got all the, things that, you know, you want to talk about. So no, sir, I don't have any, kind of nervous, so I don't really have anything.
Okay, sir. So how often do you take this medication? I see that was listed, you know, with the case supervision summary. You indicated that you had all your medication and no need for refills.
Because I just recently got out, so I had to go back to see a gastroenterologist to be placed on my medicine. My primary doctor placed me on the medicine, so I have some until I see my gastroenterologist.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, since I've I just recently got out, she put me on my meds that I was on until I see him, to hold me until I see my gastroenterologist, which, you know, that was, you know, last month when I was in here when I was supposed to have my appointment for him.
Okay, sir. I'm just curious. But I do have one other question, sir. And what happened, you know, back on July 26th and August the 1st, when you ended up with these two major tickets? What were going on there, sir?
When I came in, you know, I started out in a, I stayed 3 days at the Tucson Correctional Place, and then they moved me here to Florence, and they were going to put me back on the yards that I were on, which, you know, I was fearful for my life to go back on those yards for me just getting out. And, you know, the guy said, you know, we see you back on the yards that you're getting out, you know, we're going to do something to you. So instead of me going back onto the yard, I, you know, had them, told them that I didn't want to lock down on the yard, so they could place me in incarceration, where they put you like in a cell.
Okay.
So I would be placed back in population. That's why those write-ups, those were for refusing to house on the yard.
Okay.
Those were those write-ups, those two write-ups are refusing to house on the yard because I didn't want to, you know, be jumped by inmates. That's all.
Okay.
That's what those are for.
I understand. You don't need to say anything else about that. I just want to make sure that that's what it was. Okay, sir. When the other boys went into discussion, we're going to ask that you remain quiet. It may sound as if we're talking to you, but we're not. We're just talking among the three of us, and this will be the first time that we will have had an opportunity to discuss your case. And following our discussion, we will make a decision of whether to revoke your community supervision or to continue you on supervision. The board is now in discussion. Once again, I find Mr. Pierce to be a very interesting person. He's still based upon where I stand in life, he's still a relatively young person. He's just 45 years of age, am I correct, sir? You're just 45 years of age?
And yes.
He's been in the criminal justice system off and on for a while, but hopefully he's getting his life together where he will not be in the criminal justice system in the future. I know that he was brought in this time because of his use of alcohol, and I think he had just gotten out, and he has had to have that 24-ounce can of beer, and then he was tested, and then here he is. I just think, you know, in as much as he's going to be out on October the 21st, I just think it would be best for him to put together a plan so that when he gets out, so that he will not come back in again. Because I think that if he has a plan, because unless something that we don't know about, he will not have to report to a parole officer, nobody, beginning October the 21st. So I think it would be best for him just to complete this, and from October the 21st, he will be ready to start life anew and not to end up reincarcerated in the future. But I only speak as one board member, independent of all other board members. Therefore, that's my feeling, but I'm prepared to listen to other board members at this time.
I agree.
Therefore, I'm going to offer a motion based upon information contained in warrant number 2018W2127, as well as testimony provided by Mr. Pierce, as well as Mr. Westby, and discussion that we've had. To I move to revoke Mr. Pierce's community supervision, and that is my motion to revoke. Motion by myself, C.T. Wright, to revoke, seconded by the Honorable Mr. Johnson, and agreed by the Honorable Mr. Neal. Sir, your community supervision has been revoked. However, you're going to be out come October the 21st, 2018. Just a little better than a month from there. You will not have to report to a parole officer or no one else unless you have something pending that we don't know about. So we wish you the best, and I say this, we never, you'll never, as much as we like to see you, but we don't want to see you in orange again, sir.
So all right.
We wish you the best. Good luck, sir.
Thank you.
Your hearing is over. Thank you.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.